Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. Mayor Lightfoot today unveiled new rules for search warrants by Chicago Police Department. And this is in light, of course, of the Anjanette Young raid, which was a wrongful raid on her home. She was made to stand naked in front of officers for some time. All for naught. The officers were at the wrong house. There were a group of progressive aldermen who had earlier offered another plan. One of those aldermen is 49th Ward Alderman Maria Haddon. She joins us now. Alderman, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me on today.
It's great to talk to you. How are things in the great neighborhood? You're in Rogers Park, right?
Yeah, absolutely. 49th Ward, so furthest north and furthest east. Mainly the Rogers Park neighborhood, a little bit of Westridge, and we're doing great up here today.
Good. What do you make of the mayor's plans? Is it good enough for you?
Still looking over it. I did watch the press conference and heard, the presentation she made. I think it's good to see some progress and happy to see her and the superintendent putting forth some changes. And also, myself, Alderwoman King, Hairston, Coleman, and Taylor worked with community organizations and introduced the Anjanette Young Ordinance to make these changes a little bit more permanent. And, haven't had a chance to dig into the mayor's policy amendments in full yet. I'll be digging into that this afternoon. But there are a few things that we have in our ordinance that's meant to be really strong, basically to protect the human and civil rights of Chicagoans and make sure that nothing like that happened to Ms. Young and to some of the other people who've been traumatized by police raids. Nothing like that ever happens again.
What do you have? I'm sorry. What do you have in your plan that the mayor, that you'd like to see incorporated in the mayor's?
I think one thing just to start with even is how we put our policy together, which was in concert with community members who had directly experienced these issues, right? Community organizations beyond Ms. Young and her legal team, Black Lives Matter Chicago, the Westside NAACP chapter, Chicago chapter of the National Panhellenic Council, Network 49. So that's one piece, right? Like we didn't just kind of craft this from a silo. The other piece that I don't know if it's in her policy yet, we want to see more guidelines on the knock warrants. But I know she talked about more stringent guidelines on the no-knock warrants, but most of the raids that happen, they're not no-knock warrants. So want to see some guidelines on the time. We're asking, hey, at least 30 seconds after you knock. Looking for some more information about the confidential informant policies. Our ordinance looks at more guidelines around who can be a CI, and also if a CI gives incorrect information, that they cannot be a CI again.
Just to restate that then so everyone understands, sure. If you've got an informant who tells police that about something that leads to a raid, that information turns out to not be true or valid, then that informant can't be used in the future.
Yeah, right. Hey, if you're given bad information,
what if the informant's given great information up until then?
I think that the trauma, the problems, the lawsuits that come from the raids that we've seen, I think it's too high a risk. So that's one of the things we're looking for. And I'll also say a big part of what's in our ordinance really focuses in on how we're treating people. And we have several causes around what to do when there are children present. So we're looking at restrictions around gun use, not being able to point guns at children, not being able to restrain children, refraining from pointing guns at or restraining people who aren't posing a threat. And one of the other pieces that, not sure if it's in her, she didn't mention in the press conference, focuses on even when you can do the raid. So we'd like to restrict these between the hours of 9 a.m. and 7 p.m.
Yeah, that jumped out at me. Mm-hmm. So you want the raids conducted only between 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. But doesn't that tie police hands? I mean, what if they want to catch these people asleep? Or what if they're not in their apartment until midnight or something like that? I read that in your original plan and I didn't quite get it. Explain, tell me why that's necessary.
Sure. From the data and a lot of the investigation that CBS2 did, right, what we're seeing is, one, most of these raids aren't effective at all. A lot of them are done on around issues of drugs or narcotics. A lot of them don't really turn up anything. And also, while timed, right, like you put the timing in there, because frequently they are timed to try and catch people off guard. Mm-hmm. But in doing so, this leads to harm. And we don't think that the rate, I think it's something like 5%, right, of these raids turning up something, it's not worth the harm and the violation of rights to Chicagoans, right? We want to see more work done and planning out. And there should honestly just be higher barriers, right, for people to do the raid. So in pushing these timelines and asking for more planning, we believe that we're coming out with, one, better policy, two, safer Chicagoans.
Her plan says all search warrants will have to be approved by a deputy chief or higher, which is several ranks above where it is now. A no-knock warrant will be banned from use by police, except in specific cases where lives or safety are in at risk and damage. Prior to the service of any search warrant, the team who will be serving the warrant will now be required to conduct a planning session to identify any potentially vulnerable people who might be inside. Do you agree with those steps, or do you think those steps aren't far enough?
So those are some great pieces. So specifically, you know, the no-knock having like higher guidelines sounds great. Again, we don't actually, Chicago police don't use no-knock warrants a lot, but it's good to see that there's going to be some codification. That sounds great. The planning, having the sign-off at a higher level of authority, those are great, and those are things that we also are asking for right in our ordinance. You know, but some of the things, like even the planning around vulnerable people, still looking for some details though, right?
Sure.
You know, we think there should still be more guidelines around vulnerable people and children. I think it's starting a great conversation. And, you know, the end of the day, what we, I think, might all have in common is we're trying to make sure that Chicagoans are safer.
I don't want to see children restrained, but what if police are in the midst of this raid and there's a 12-year-old who continues to go at them or try to disrupt them? I mean, couldn't there be a case made to, in that case, restrain the child? I don't even like saying that out loud, but I'm just wondering about that.
Sure. I think that we could get into a lot of, you know, what-if scenarios, and I think it would actually be kind of missing the point. Mm. What we know from our data, from the experiences of Chicagoans, is that these raids aren't super effective to begin with. Most of them could probably not even happen if we're trying to get what we want. But what we're looking at is adding more protections. Should you ever have to restrain a child? No. You know, we can what if a 12-year-old's coming at you? But that really, I think, speaks to, at least in our ordinance, what kind of planning are they doing? And should you even be conducting a raid if you know children are going to be present? In our ordinance, we argue that you should not.
I understand. Her plan, and when I say her, the mayor's plan, would require a female officer to be present for all search warrants. And to me, that implies that men can't do the job or aren't sensitive enough to do the job. I don't know quite what I make of that. What do you make of that proposal?
You know, I can't speak to that specifically. Haven't had a chance to talk to the mayor or the superintendent or Chief McDermott, who I think they said drafted this, and we'll be digging into that. I know that in our ordinance, we are looking for planning and sensitivity to that, to make sure, right, that there's a female officer present, especially if they expect to have women on site. And again, we only have to look at the experience of Ms. Anjanette Young to look at how things might have been different, right, and how you're making people feel, because that's also at the core of our ordinance, right? We want to be treating everyone with respect and honoring their human and civil rights.
Do you think had there been a female officer involved in the Anjanette Young raid that she would have not been mad to stay there nude for as long as she did?
I don't know.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't either.
I don't know. I can't speculate to that. No one, you know, I would like to think that a male police officer wouldn't have made a woman
stand
handcuffed and naked for 40 minutes But that's where we're at, right?
So what happens then? The mayor's got her plan. You proposed your ordinance. Will you work to combine them into one plan? Will you be voting on alternate plans, or what's the future hold here?
So it's a good point. So what the mayor's put forth is an executive order, right? And that means there's no council input on this. There's no voting, which means that there's no real community voice or legislative process. What we've put forth in an ordinance, we're asking for a hearing. So we're going to continue to push for that with Chairman Taliaferro and our Committee on Public Safety. We think that we need the robust people's process of legislation to bring this to the forefront. And I do think, though, right, with the efforts out of the mayor's office and the community effort and the legislative effort that we're putting forth, that we should be able to work together, right, to come up with a stronger, good policy that we want to see in an ordinance to make sure that we're protecting the rights of Chicagoans from here on out.
She does have a public comment period where people can weigh in. Would that route work for you, or is that just sort of pro forma and you don't expect much to come from that?
You know, the police department has done this before, in my opinion, as someone who, prior to elected office, spent my career working on participatory democracy and real community engagement. I think it's a bit of a backwards process. You know, handing someone a finished product and asking for comment. You know, what are they going to do with those comments? Will it impact their policy? Will it change? I'll say again, you know, they didn't bring this to city council. We haven't had briefings or hearings on it because it's not going through the city council. That means that we don't have any guarantees that our input will be changed, which is why we introduced an ordinance last week.
49th Ward Alderman Maria Haddon, sounds like we will be hearing more from you on the floor. I certainly enjoyed your sharing your ideas with our audience today. Thank you very much.
Appreciate you so much, Steve.
Thank you, Alderman. We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up, and after that, are Chicago's churches at risk, or is a group trying to save them?